This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Special Forces troops have evacuated all American government workers, their families, and a small number of diplomatic staff from other countries from the fighting in Sudan in an operation that flew into the capital Khartoum by helicopter, involved more than 100 troops, and is said to have lasted only an hour. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotonda has more.
These are fighters with the paramilitary group known as the Rapid Support Forces, or RSF, one of the two warring factions in Sudan, the other being the Sudanese Army. The White House says no one was attacked during its operation and that they pulled out just under 100 people. But other countries' efforts appear to be facing problems, despite pledges by the RSF and Army that they would coordinate evacuations of foreigners. On Sunday, the two sides were accusing each other of attacking a convoy of French nationals. Both said one French person was wounded. And the Egyptian government said one of its workers was shot and wounded without giving details.
That was Matthew LaRotonda from Reuters. Germany has started evacuating its citizens from Sudan, the Foreign and Defense Ministry said on Sunday. They said their goal is to fly out as many German nationals as possible from Khartoum.
Rimane purtroppo grave la situazione in Sudan.
Pope Francis on Sunday also appealed for an end of violence in Sudan as battles continued between rival military factions that have triggered a humanitarian crisis in the African country. The 86-year-old pontiff also spoke out about his upcoming apostolic visit to Hungary and underlined the importance of the handling of migrant crisis in Europe and recalled Ukraine war, saying Europe is still battered by icy winds of war. This is VOA News. Azerbaijan said on Sunday it had established a checkpoint on the only land route to the contested region of Nagorno-Karabakh, a step that was followed by claims of border shootings by both Azeri and Armenian forces. Nagorno-Karabakh is internationally recognized as part of Azerbaijan, but its 120,000 inhabitants are predominantly ethnic Armenians, and it broke away from Baku in a war in the early 1990s. Azerbaijan said it had established a checkpoint on the road leading to Karabakh, a step it said was essential due to what it cast as Armenia's use of the road to transport weapons. Republican U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Kevin McCarthy said on Sunday the House would hold a vote in the coming week on his spending and debt bill, adding he was confident he had the votes to pass the bill. The family of a man who opened fire at a Louisville bank is working to destroy the AR-15 rifle he used to kill five of his co-workers. VOA's Marissa Melton explains.
A state law in Kentucky sends firearms confiscated by law enforcement to auction. The family of the man identified in the shooting, Connor Sturgeon, says they were shocked to hear the gun could end up back in circulation. In a statement released Thursday, the family said they're working vigorously to see that the rifle is destroyed. They said federal agents took possession of the rifle on Monday. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Indian police have arrested a separatist leader who has revived calls for an independent Sikh homeland and the secession of India's northern Punjab state, which has a history of violent insurgency. Punjab State Police tweeted that Amritpal Singh was taken into custody Sunday.
Since he was inside a Gurdwara Sahab, so to maintain sanctity of Gurdwara Sahab is supreme for everyone. So to maintain sanctity, the police did not enter the Gurdwara Sahab. And since he knew that he had no way to escape now, he was surrounded by Punjab police. From all sides, the village was surrounded by Punjab police. So he was arrested at around 6:45.
Singh captured national attention in February when hundreds of his supporters stormed a police station with wooden batons, swords, and guns to demand the release of a jailed aide. A top army official says Somalia's military repulsed an attack by rebel fighters in a remote region of the country. The official said Somali forces killed at least 18 al-Shabaab militants early Saturday. He says at least three civilians, described as traditional elders, were killed in the fighting. Al-Shabaab has ties with Al-Qaeda. The group intensified attacks on military bases in recent months after losing control of rural territories to government forces. For more on these and any of the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.